From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice testifies before the 9/11 Commission tomorrow. She'll be asked about the Bush administration's response to the terror attacks and about how seriously it took the threat of terror prior to September 11th. Her answers will be closely compared with those of her former subordinate, Richard Clark. He told the commission that the current administration did less than the Clinton administration to combat terrorism. NPR's Pam Fessler reports that the bipartisan panel is trying to keep its investigation above the political fray, but that it's becoming increasingly difficult.
For most of the past year and a half, the 9/11 Commission has conducted its inquiry in relative obscurity. Hearings drew few reporters and little public attention. But all that changed when former White House counterterrorism chief Richard Clark delivered his sharp critique of Bush administration policies 2 weeks ago. Overflow crowds are expected again tomorrow when National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice gives what in effect will be the administration's rebuttal. Commissioner Richard Benveniste, a former Watergate prosecutor, says the panel is trying its best not to be sidetracked by an increasingly vitriolic election year debate.
It's a difficult thing to do because the climate in Washington is very politicized. But the members of our commission, all 10 of us, recognize that the importance of the work that we are obliged to conduct on behalf of the American people transcends and supersedes any politics of the moment.
His words have been echoed by other panel members. They say the commission's job is not to assign blame, but to find out what went wrong and to recommend ways to fix it. Former Senator Slade Gordon is one of five Republicans on the panel, which also has five Democrats.
And on one point, we're absolutely unanimous at this stage, and that is that unless we come out with a unanimous report on the basics, the facts leading up to 9/11, our report isn't going to be worth very much.
But the commission's best intentions may be overtaken by an increasingly political climate. Both in testimony and in his highly publicized book, Clark charged that the Bush administration did not consider terrorism to be an urgent issue, that the White House was preoccupied with Saddam Hussein and missile defense. That set off an energetic White House effort to discredit Clark and some testy questioning at the commission's last session. Democrats have also used Clark's accusations as evidence of what they say are the Bush administration's misguided policies. Today, the liberal group MoveOn.org started a second wave of ads using Clark's testimony for this parody of the president.
Before 9/11, I was obsessed with Iraq. Then I used 9/11 as an excuse to invade Iraq. So now we're less safe than we were before. It's just like Richard Clark said.
But commission members insist that they want to steer clear of partisan attacks and that they'll focus on what the Bush administration actually did or didn't do. Among the key areas of inquiry will be what happened during the transition from the Clinton administration to the Bush administration. Former National Security Advisor Sandy Berger said he told Rice she would spend more time on al-Qaeda and terrorism than on any other issue. Clark, who served in both administrations, said that he passed on a counterterrorism plan developed in the Clinton White House and asked Rice for a high-level meeting on the issue as soon as possible. Rice has characterized Clark's plan as a laundry list of ideas. She said the new administration wanted a more comprehensive strategy and that it was putting one together. Commission member Richard Benveniste says it's important that the commission find out just what happened in those months prior to 9/11.
Where did counterterrorism fit into the new administration's priority list? And then we need to know what they did in terms of combating the al-Qaeda threat, both foreign and domestic.
The commission will pay special attention to the summer of 2001, when intelligence reports about a possible attack reached an exceptionally high level. Rice has said that the Bush administration took the threat very seriously. Clark disagrees. Finally, the commission will ask Rice about what happened after the attacks. Clark says the president seemed intent on linking the attacks to Saddam Hussein. Rice has said the president was only asking a logical question and that he quickly focused on going after al-Qaeda. The commission has 2.5 hours of public hearings to press Rice for more details. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.